We begin the current Tav, Masechtas Hanedrin, Tav Tzadik Ches. We begin 9 lines down at the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion with the previous Tav, discussing the times which will be a sign that Mashiach is coming. So Amar Rabbi says, En lecha ketz megula mezed, is no more revealed end, such as this sign, which is when the Eretz Yisrael gives its fruits in the appropriate time, then it's a sign that the end is coming closer, and there's no greater sign than that. Shnomik says, the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Va'atem har Yisrael, and you the mountains of Eretz Yisrael, Anvachem titen, you should give forth your branches, Ufer yechem tisu, and should carry your fruits, La'ami Yisrael, for my people, the Jewish people, V'gayim, etc., where the Pasuk says, Ki kervu, lovely, because they, the Jewish people, are coming to their land, which is when we see that it's becoming fruitful and multiplying the land of Israel, that's a sign that Mashiach is coming. Rabbi Lazar, he says, Af Mise, also from this pasuk, when you see that actually that no one is finding work, and even animals can't find work, in other words, that like we said in the previous stuff, when the Shetich Leprutim and Akis, that there's no more money found in the wallet, in the pocket, that's another indicator that Mashiach is coming. Shemek says the pasuk in Zechariah, it says, Ki lefnei hayam mahem, because before those days, Schar ha'odom leinia, there won't be any wages for a man, the schar behema, and the rental for an animal, meaning the work of the land, which is through an animal, in Enno, there's not going to be. For those who go out and who come in, there's no peace from the travails, and that's when Mashiach is coming. Now clarifies the Gemara, what does it mean for those who go out and come in, there's no peace from the difficulties? Rav Amar, he says, it's referring to that even the Talmudic scholars will have difficulty there right before Mashiach comes. Shekasa behem shalom, regarding them, it says that generally they do have peace. Just like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shalom Rav, Oyav Yisrael Tasecha, that it is the abundance of peace for those who love your Torah. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, that even those for those who go out and come in, meaning the Talmud Chachamim, who the general rule is that for them they go out and come in peace, like it says, Shalom Rav Lev Tasecha, even for them there's not going to peace, Ein Shalom Et Neitzar, there's not going to be peace from either from the Tzaris, or from the Tzar, means from the Yitzhahara, they're not going to have any tranquility from the evil inclination. Ushmolam, he says, the sign is that Shiyu Kol HaShaarim Kulan Shkulin, until all the gates, all the prices, all commodities will all be equal. That is, the grain and the wine, they're all going to be very low prices, because as the Gemara said in the previous daf, that in the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, it's going to be a Saiva Gadol, going to be a great abundance, and everything's going to be so cheap. Or actually, the opposite, says Rashi, that it's all going to be the same, because everything's going to be expensive, where there's going to be a great famine. Either way, when everything will be the same price, that's an indicator that Mashiach is coming. Amr Rabbi Chanina says, Im ben David ba, the son of David, referring to Mashiach, does not come, achi yizbakish dag l'chayla b'layimtza, until they're looking for a fish for a sick person, and they can't even find it. Shlomek says, the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Az hashkiyim meimeim, then says Hashem, I will submerge their waters, v'naharoysam k'shemen oilich, and their rivers, I will make it go out like oil, meaning that it will congeal, and the whole surface will be hard, and therefore you're not going to be able to find fish with a hook by fishing, because it's not going to be liquid, it's going to be like a solid. And this is after that, when you can't find any fish, on that day I will sprout forth the splendor for the house of the Jewish people, meaning Mashiach will come when you can't find fish even for a sick person. Amar B'chama B'chanina says, Im ben David ba, Mashiach does not come, Achatichla malchus hazolam Yisrael, until there's not even going to be any dominion, even the smallest and most insignificant type of rulership from the Jewish people. Shlomo says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, B'charas hazalzalim, which literally means say that you cut off the shoots, b'mazmeiris, with shears, but the way it's being translated is hazal, the word is like insignificant, will be cut off. That is, as the end of the Pasuk says, that even the tishais of Haser, which is its small little branches, meaning even small types of judges and rulers, even that will be cut off from the Jewish people. It says after that, that it will be at that time that Hashem will bring, that they'll bring a gift to Hashem, the Lord of hosts, will be a people that are torn and savage. The Jewish people will have been beaten throughout the Gullus, but at that time they're going to become close to Hashem, because the Geul will come again at a time when they will lose all type of leadership. Amar Zeira Amar B'Chanina says, Ein ben David ba ad sheyichlu gasei ruach miYisrael. Mashiach doesn't come until they get rid of all the haughty of spirit from the Jewish people. Shlema, it says the pasuk in Sfan, it says, "Ki az asim yikibecha." Then I will remove from your monks your midst, alize gavosech, those who are mighty of arrogance. Chseven, it says in the pasuk, "Vesharti bikirbucha amoni bedal." I will only remain in your midst will be a poor and downtrodden people, which is referring to those who are humble. V'chastu b'shem Hashem, and they will take refuge in the name of Hashem. In other words, then the Gula is going to come, because then the people are going to take refuge in the shadow of Shakai of Hashem, which is when they get rid of the Bali Gaiva. Amr b'sim loy m'shem Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, he says, Ein ben David ba, the son of David, Mashiach doesn't come, ad sheyichlu kol shayft m'shayt m'yisrael, until there's no more judges and policemen in the Jewish people. Shemek says the pasuk in Yeshaya, V'ashiva yodi alaych, I'll return my hand on you, the etzrev kabar sigayach, and I will clean, like with soap, your impurities, the geimer, etc., where the pasuk there says, asiru kol bedilayach, I will remove all your bedil, which could be darshan, those that are muvdil, that are the leaders of the people, meaning are the shayftim and shaytrim, then v'shiva shayftayach, that after I clean that out and get rid of all your shayftim and shaytrim, then I'll return your judges, only then the gula is going to come. Amar Ula, he says, Ein Yerushalayim niftis ela betzdaka. Jerusalem is not redeemed only with charity. Shnei says a pasuk after that, it says, Tzion b'mishpati pada, that Tzion, referring to Eretz Yisrael, will be redeemed with judgment, b'shaveh betzdaka, and those who return to it with charity. Now once we mentioned this idea about the shayftim and shaytrim of the Jewish people, Amar Papi says, Ibatli yihiri, if those who are the haughty of spirit will be removed from the Jewish people, then batli amgushi, then they will also remove from the Jewish people those Persians that are practice sorcery that pain the Jewish people, which the Gemara Masech the Shabbos of Ayin Hem and Alf has a machlekes. Some say it means amgushi, those types of sorcerers, and some say it was gidufi, non-Jewish idol worshippers that are blasphemers. Either way, they cause pain to the Jewish people because the Jewish people have bal gaiva. If the haughty people are removed, then the amgushi are removed. And the batli dayane, and if the judges are removed, then batli gizarifati, and then those non-Jewish judges who hit the Jewish people with their sticks, that because the Jewish people have judges that are inappropriate, therefore the non-Jewish police hit the Jewish people. As the Gemara explains, ibatli yihiri batam gushi, if the bali gaiva are removed, then the gushi, these non-Jewish Persian sorcerers, will be removed. It says the pasuk over there in Yeshaya, it says, v'etzrev kabor sigayach, like we quoted this pasuk. In this context, it means that I will clean out like soap. Sigayach could also come from the word of sagi, which is like of the leaders, meaning those that are higher than, which are bali gaiva, when I will remove and clean them out from you, which is batli yihiri, then v'siri kol bedilayach, then I'll remove all your bedilayach, which refers to these amgushi that are bedalim from yiras hamakom, they're removed from the fear of heaven, then these types of amgushi. So that's what the pasuk is saying. If you remove the yihiri, which are the sigayach, those who are bigger, then the Hashem will remove the bedil, those that are moved, those that are separated from yiras lekim, which are the amgushi. And v'i batli tayoni batli gizafti, if you get rid of the inappropriate judges in the Jewish people, then these non-Jewish police that hurt the Jewish people will be removed. Tichsubak says the pasuk in Sefania, it says, Heser Hashem mishpatayach, Hashem will remove, like as if it says the word Sheftayach, Hashem will remove your judges, then Pino Oivich, and he'll remove your enemy, which are Gizarftavi, those that hurt and hit the Jewish people. Amar B'yechon, and B'yechon says, Amar Issa Dersh Mismait V'halich, if you see a generation that is continuously diminishing and deteriorating, Chakeloi, then hope and wait and anticipate Mashiach. Shem like says the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Ves am oni toshia begerma, that a downtrodden and poor people will be salvaged, and therefore if it's continuously deteriorating, that's a sign that Mashiach should come. Amar B'yechon, and B'yechon says, Amar Issa Dersh Atzeris Rabbis Boisel of Kenar, if you see a generation that a lot of travails come on it like a river which is constantly having waves coming down it, then Chakele, then you should wait for him. Shlomo says a pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki Yavi Kenar, like comes like a river, Tsar, these travails, then Ruach Hashem Nesabai, and you have the spirit of Hashem that is eating away at it, meaning the divine spirit pierces through and destroys the Jewish people with the Tsaris that come on them, because Hashem is also intending to destroy them. So when there's so many different Tsaris, then Besamechle, the pasuk says, Nirat Uval Letzin Gael, and then to Tzim will come the Redeemer. Again, that's a sign that Mashiach is coming. It says, "Im ben David ba ele b'der shekul ezakei or kule chayim." Mashiach doesn't come only in a generation that's totally meritorious or totally demeritorious, that totally guilty. as the Gemara explains, Bedesha Kuli Zakah, they said, where do you find that in a generation that is totally meritorious? Like it says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Amich Kulam Tzadikim, that your people are all righteous, then La'ilam Yeshur Arts, that forever they will inherit the land, which refers to the redemption. Bedesha Kuli Chayav, in a generation that's all liable, the like it says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, where the Pasuk there says, V'yarki Ein Ish, he saw that there's no man, V'yishtayim, he was in wonder, came Afki, that there's no one that's beseeching, so meaning that there's no one that's a tzaddik. And there the pasuk continues and says, "Of a toisha l'Israel, then his hand or his arm will save them. It's kasi semachasu, and then his righteousness will support them, meaning that the gula will come." Uksiv sotu says the pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, "Lamani Hashem says, I'll do it for me, because like the pasuk says, ki'ich yochel, how will be desecrated, and that my honor should not be given over to someone else." Meaning, even though the Jewish people are totally chayiv, Hashem says, "I'll do it in my merit." Amar Alexandri. He says, Rabbi Shuban Levi Rami, Rabbi Shuban Levi posed the following contradiction. Siv, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Be'ita, that Mashiach will come in its time. Uksiv, yet the Pasuk says, Achishana, I will make it come quick. Which one is it? In its time, or Hashem will make it come quick? So he answered, Zachu, Achishana, if the Jewish people merit, Hashem will make it come quick. Lai Zachu, if they don't merit, then Be'ita will come in the designated time. So to Amr of Alexandri, he says, Rabbi Shuban Levi Rami posed the following contradiction. Siv, on the one hand, the Pasuk says, Daniel, Baru, and then behold, Im anoni shemaya, that with the clouds of the heaven, kivar inish asa, he comes like a human, but with the clouds, it means sounds like he comes quickly. Uksiv, yet on the other hand, there's a pasuk in Zechariah that says regarding Mashiach, that ani v'rech v'al chamar, it'll be a pauper that's riding on the donkey, which sounds like how a pauper comes on the donkey, which is slothily, lazily, that it's going to come slow. So, is it coming quick, or is he coming slow? So it's Gemara Zachu, if they merit im anoni shemaya, then he comes with the clouds of the heaven, comes quick. Lai Zachu, if the Jewish people do not merit, and ani reich v'al chamar, then he comes like a pauper riding on a donkey, schlepping till he comes. So Amali Shavar Malkal Shmuel, King Shapur, the king of the Persians, said to Shmuel, Amritu Mashiach al chamra. So you say that the Messiah, the Mashiach, is going to come on a donkey. Ishadu le susya barka de isle. I'll send them one of my fine and beautiful horses that I have. It's disgraceful that your Mashiach should come riding on a donkey. In other words, he was making mockery out of our Torah, our Messiah of Mashiach. Or another version is not susya barka, but actually susya badka, meaning I'll give him a checked out horse that could run very fast. What's it coming slow here on this donkey? So Amalei, so Shmuel answered to him. He says, Mi islach bar chivar gavni? Do you have a horse that is of 100 colors? Because that's how the donkey of Mashiach is going to be. Which was just pushing him away by saying, you don't know anything. And the word chivar means 100 in Persians. They're saying that, what are you talking about? His donkey has 100 colors. Don't think your horse is any better. Then Bishum ben Levi Ashkechel Eliyahu, he encountered Eliyahu, Tavakoya Pischad Ma'arta de Bishum ben Yochi, who is standing at the entryway of the cave, of the grave of Bishum ben Yochi. So Amalei said to Eliyahu Navi, Asin el Amadasi, will I come to the world to come? Will I be there to the world to come? Amalei, so Eliyahu Navi answered him and says, Yirta Adnazeh, if this master desires it, because the Shekhinah, the divine presence, was with them, Eliyahu was referring to the Shekhinah. If the Shekhinah wants, then you'll come, you'll be in the world to come. So Amir Bishum Alevi says, Shnaim Reisi, I saw two, meaning Eliyahu myself, V'kol Gimel Shemati, but I heard the voice of three, because the Shekhinah was with them. So he heard the Shekhinah. So Amalei, he said to Eliyahu, Eimasai Asi Mashiach, when's Mashiach going to come? So Amalei, he said, Zil Shaila Dideh, go ask Mashiach himself. So he said, V'hechi Yosef, where's Mashiach sitting? So he said, Apischa de Karta, by the opening of the city, which Rashi says from his teacher, it doesn't mean literally by the entryway of that city, rather Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, is open to the entire world. And he was saying, by that side of Gan Eden, which opens up to the entryway of this city, that's where Mashiach is. Or like the Girsa of the Gra of the Vilna Gaon, it's actually, he was telling him by the opening of Rome. So he says, what's the sign? How could I recognize who is Mashiach? So he says, Yasib Bein Ani, he sits among the pauper, amongst the poor, that are Slav L'chaloim, that are afflicted with illnesses, meaning that they're Menugoim, that they have Tsaras, and he also has Tsaras, like the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu Gimel, V'mechul Mipshainu, that he is afflicted from all our sins, like the Pasuk says over there, Chalyenu Hunas, he carries all our illnesses. Now, Vakulan, all those paupers that have tzaras over there, whoever has four or five nagayim, sharu v'asir b'chad zimna, what they do is that they first untie all their afflictions at one time, and they wipe it clean, they clean it, and then they go out and rebandage them all. But Mashiach, shari chad, He first unties one of the bandages of the nega and he cleans it. And then va'asr chad, then he ties it and closes that one. And then he opens up another one and he does the same thing, but he doesn't open up two of the negam, two of the bandages at one time, because he thinks that if I'm going to have to go out and redeem the Jewish people, I don't want to be held up, that I'm going to have to tie up two bandages. Amar, he says, dilma mavina, maybe I'm going to be needed. Delo yakav, I don't want to be held up. Sazligabay. So he went to Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon Levi went to him. Amalei, he said to him, to Mashiach, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Mari, peace upon you, my teacher, my the one who leads me. Amalei said to him, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi, he responded, peace upon you, the son of Levi. Now Amalei, Reb Shua said to Mashiach, Le'im Asasimar, when's the master coming? So Amalei Hayam, he said, today. So Asa Gabaliyo, so Reb Shimon Levi came back to Eliyo. Amalei Maimalech, Eliyo said, what did he tell you? Amalei said, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. First he told me, peace upon you, Bar Levi, which was his father's name, son of Levi. Amalei, so Eliyahu said to him, first of all, Eftachach Alach V'Lavuch L'Amadasa, he guaranteed that you and your father are going to the world to come. Because if you weren't totally righteous, first of all, he would not have greeted you, and he would not have mentioned the name of your father. So Amalei, but Yerushim Alevi said to him, Shakur Shakakar, but he lied to me. Damali Hayyem Esin, he said he's coming today, V'Lavuch didn't come. So Amalei Eliyahu said to him, Hachi Amalach, this is what he meant to tell you. Like the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hayoyim, today, in Bekoilei, if in his voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dishmo, you listen to, then I'll come. But since the Jewish people are not, that's the Hayyim he's referring to. Shalu Tamid of Rabbi Yisrael ben Kisma, the students of Rabbi Yisrael ben Kisma asked him, Emasa ben David, but when is Mashiach coming? Amar, he said, Mesyara ani, I'm afraid, Shemet Tevak Shemeni Ois, maybe when I'm going to answer you, when he's going to come, you can ask me a sign to prove that that's true. Amalei, they said to him, Einonu mevakshim mimchais. Don't worry, we're not going to ask from you a sign. Just tell us when he's coming. So Amalei said to them, Likshayipal hashar zeh, when this gate, referring to the gate of the city of Rome, because he was in the city of Rome at that time, when that gate falls down, v'yivna, and they rebuild it. V'yipal v'yivna, and it falls down again, and they rebuild it again. V'yipal, it's going to fall down a third time. V'ima speaking Lebanon, they're not going to get a chance to rebuild it that third time, atche ben David ba, until Mashiach is going to come. That's when he's going to come. So Amalei, they said to him, Rabbeinu, our teacher, ten lo nois, give us a sign. Amalei said to them, Lukacha maratim lisha inatim mevakshim min ois, but didn't you tell me you're not going to ask for me a sign? Amalei, they said to him, Vafa pikin, even so, give us a sign. Amalei said to them, Imkach, if it's true like what I'm saying, Yehafchu me ma'aris pamius ladam. Let the river of the cave of Pamius turn into blood, which that's from where the water of the Jordan comes out from, as the Brisa says in Mecheiris, that the Jordan comes out from this cave of Pamius, and the Gemara there explains it. And Vinapuludam, and it turned into blood. Now Bashas Pitiros Amalahem, at the time of the passing of Rabbi Yisrael ben Kisma, he said to his students, Hemiku li arayni, make my grave very deep in the ground. Why? As we continue to base, he says, She'ain kol dekel b'dekel shabavol, because in the future there's not going to be any tree, any palm tree in Bavol, She'ain sus shal parsiim nikshabai, that there's not going to have a horse of one of the Persians tied to it. In other words, in the future, the Persians and the Medians are going to come and conquer Bavol, and the whole land is going to be filled with the armies in Bavel from the Persians and their horses. And therefore, every tree is going to have a horse tied to it. And then from there, they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael and capture Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, ve'en l'cha kol arin va'arin sheba Eretz Yisrael, there's not going to be any coffin in Eretz Yisrael, she'en sus madai oichel b'itabin, that there's not going to be a horse from the Medes that's going to eat from it straw, which they're going to take out all the graves, all the coffins from the ground and take it out, and they're going to make it into troughs in the Mecham of Gog and Magog. Therefore, he was afraid of this. He says, put mine very deep that they don't take it out and use it to feed the horses of the Persians and the Medians. Amar Rav, Rav said, Ein ben David ba, Mashiach's not going to come, asher tespashit malchus hershal Yisrael tishach adashim, until the evil kingdom, that referring to Rome, until Edom doesn't rule over the Jewish people for a period of tishach adashim of 9 months. Shinam, like it says, a pasuk in Micha, it says, L'chein yitnim, therefore he's going to give them over, Hashem's going to give over the Jewish people to the Romans, ad es yeledu yelada, until the time that it takes to give birth, which is a period of 9 months of pregnancy. V'yeser achav yeshuvin al b'nei Yisrael, and the rest of his brothers will return on the Jewish people, meaning the entire world, which is where the Jewish people are spread out from. Only then, after those 9 months, then the Jewish people are going to be saved, and all the people are going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and Mashiach is going to come. Now, Amar Ula, he said, Yesei, let Mashiach come, v'lo yechamina, I don't want to see him. B'chinam Rabba, so the Rabba said, Yesei, v'lo yechamina, let him come, I don't want to see him. Rabbi Yesev, he said, no, Yesei, let him come. V'eskei de'esev betula de'chafisa de'chamra, and let me merit to sit in the shadow of the dung of the donkey of Mashiach. In other words, even in such a disgusting situation, I desire, as long as I to merit to see this great personality, that of Mashiach. Now, Amalei Abaye LeRabba, Abaye asked Rabba, my timer, what's the reason why you said that you don't want to see him? Ilem Mishum Chevli Shem Mashiach, if it's because of the portion of what comes when Mashiach is there, which Gemara later on is going to ask what happens already, or the word Chevli doesn't mean portion, but rather means like fear and fright, which is going to be from the armies of the idol worshippers at the time when Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be a great apocalyptic type of a war, and you're afraid of that. But Vatangalin Abraisa, it says, Shalu Tamid Vis Rabbi Lazar. The students asked Rabbi Lazar, Mayasa Adam, what could a person do? V'inatzel Mechevlish Mashiach and be saved from the travails of Mashiach. Yasing Betera, Ubigmas Chasadim, that they should toil in Tyra, and in acts of kindness. Umar, and you, the master, Rab, Had Tyra, Ubigmas Chasadim, you do both. So what are you afraid of? Amalei, Rabbi responded to me, said, but Shema Yugimachad, maybe sin will cause that I will get harmed. Because Rabbi Yaakov Idi Rami, he posed the following contradiction, which shows that even someone has merits, he can lose them and could be harmed. Because he posed the following contradiction. Siv, it says in the pasuk that Hashem guaranteed Yaakov Vinu, Hinei Anochi Imach, behold, I'm with you, Shemarticha B'chashteilch, I'll watch over you, I'll safeguard you wherever you go. Uksiv, but yet the pasuk still says, V'yir Yaakov Ma'od V'yetzelo, when he was coming encountering the army of Esav, he was very frightful and it bothered him. So you see, he was afraid, but Hashem guaranteed him that he's not going to get hurt. What was he afraid of? And that says the Gemara, Shrei Misra, because Yaakov was afraid, Shema Yigamachet, although he had a guarantee from Hashem, but maybe sin caused that he could be vulnerable and he could be hurt. Can you tell me, like, within the Brice, which illustrates the same idea, it says in the Az Yashar, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, until this people cross over the Jordan getting into Eretz Yisrael, Zubi Rishon, that refers to the first time they came to Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yavar Amzukanisa, until the people pass by, this people you have acquired, when's the second time they're passing over? Zubi Yishne, that's the second time they came up in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. Amar Me'ata, what you see from here is Ru'uim HaYisrael Las Lemnes, that it was fitting and appropriate that it should have been done a miracle for the Jewish people, that to go up with might against, forcefully against the Persian monarchy at that time. Bebiyashniya, the second time they came into Eretz Yisrael, which in the days of Ezra, after Golas Bavel, Kibi Rishayin, like the first time they came into Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua, from the fact that the pasuk compares them. But that wasn't the case. They needed permission from the Persians, and it was first stopped, and then we had to restart again. What's the reason? El Shagar Mechet, although the pasuk equates them, and it should have been with the same might like it was in the days of Yeshua, that they conquered in Eretz Yisrael, but it was the sin that caused that did not allow them to do it the same way the second time. That's what Yaakov was afraid from, and that's what Rabbah was afraid from. Although he had turned Gemes Chazadim, he's still afraid, says, I don't want to see Mashiach, let him come, but I don't want to see him because of the great fright of the Chevlish Mashiach. And said, let him come, I don't want to see him. On that, Amalei Rish Lakish asked him, my timer, what's the reason? What Sara is going to come in the days of Mashiach that you're saying you don't want to see him? Elaim and Bisham Nasiv, if it's because, like it says, the Paskin Am is referring to when Mashiach is going to come. Kashayanis Ishbib Nihari, like a person who's running away from a lion, as he's running away from the lion, Upaga Adav, and then he encounters a bear. And then finally gets away from the bear, Baba, as he comes home, Vesamach Yodel Likir, and he leans his hand on the wall, Vinash Chenachash, and then a snake bites him. Now, if that's what you're afraid of, like all the travails, one after another, is going to be in the times of Chevlish HaMashiach, says Rosh HaKadosh Rabbi Yechanan, but Boivar Echad, the Gmas Boivar Mazak, could show you that same thing, a similar in this time period. So what are you so afraid of then? We have the same thing now. Bismach Ad Miyetz L'Sada, when the time when a person goes out to his field, Upoga Bay Santer, which is the, like referring to the line, he encounters the Santer, which the Gemara Baba Basa says is town surveyor, who he knows all the boundaries of every person's fields, up until here's where that person's field goes, up until here where that person's field goes. And he could, because he's the one who gets to decide how big a person's field is or how small a person's field is. And when this person encounters the santer, who wants to measure his field and to make the boundary smaller, it's like as if he encountered a lion. So he tries getting away from him, so he runs away from the field, he goes into the city. Guess who he encounters now? He encounters the tax collector from the king. It's like as if he encountered a bear. So he runs out of the city. So he runs home, he goes into his house. And he finds his sons and daughters that are laying there in hunger. He's like as if a snake bit him. So you have the same thing, what it says, we're going to Yemes Mashiach even now. What are you so afraid of then? Ella rather says, the Gemara, Mishum Nechsev, Yechna told him, like it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says, Shalom Na, ask please, Vru'u and see, Im Yelid Zachar, if a male gives birth. No, a man doesn't give birth. So Madua Reisi, so why do I see Kol Gever, every man, Yadav Al Chalatz of Kileda, his hands on his loins, like a woman giving birth? V'nefchu Kol Panim Lirak, and all faces have turned pale. Now, My reisik kol kibbutz. What does this pasuk mean? The rebbeichim are so afraid of this, which is going to be your mitzvah mashiach, that people's faces are going to turn pale. What is it? My reisik. What does it mean that I saw kol gever, every man? Amar Rava b'Yitzchok Amar Rav. It says misha kol gevur shaloi. Because what's kol gever? It means that who all the Midas is, meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself, is as if we could say in the pain of like a woman that gives birth. And he says at the time when he has to get rid of the idol worshippers because the Jewish people are going to be now the rulers, how can I get rid of them in place to make room for the Jews? Because as the Gemara explains, what does the pasuk end when it says, and all the faces will turn pale? Amar b'yechanan, it refers to pamali shamalia or pamali shamata, to the heavenly court and to the lower court. I mean, the angels and the Jewish people will turn pale. Why? They'll turn pale b'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, halolo masi yaday, valolo masi yaday. But the non-Jewish idol worshippers, they're the handiwork of man. Now, the Jews are also masi yaday. But heich eved elu m'nei elu, how can you get rid of the non-Jews to make room for the Jews? And then the Jewish people are going to become pale, because, which is part of the fright of Chevel HaMashiach, as if maybe we're not going to make it, maybe it's not going to happen. The Rebbe was afraid of those days. And Amar Papa says, that's what people say, rohit v'nafal tura. That if the ox is running and it falls, the azlo b'shadle susya b'urya, and then they go ahead and they put the horse in its place. They put the horse in its place by the trough where the ox used to eat from. Which the master never wanted to do that before the ox had fell and hurt itself, because the ox was very dear to the owner. But since the ox was not able to go and walk, so he put the horse there in the meantime. But when the ox heals itself, either today or tomorrow, from its fall, it's very hard for the master to take the horse away, because now to make room for the ox, after that he already put the horse there. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once he sees the downfall of the Jewish people, he gives the greatness to the idol worshippers. Now when the Jewish people repent and they're redeemed, it's, so to speak, hard for him to get rid of the idol worshippers to make room for the Jewish people. That's what Rabbi Yechanan was afraid of, and therefore he says, I don't want to see the Chevel HaMashiach. Amar Rav Gidlo Amar Rav, it says, Asidin Yisrael, the Achli Shnei Mashiach. In the future, the Jewish people will eat, they'll be satiated in those days from the surplus that's going to be in the days of Mashiach, that's going to go to the Jewish people. Amar Rav Yisrael asked, Peshita, obviously. Ve'elaman Achlohu, who do you think is going to eat all the surplus that's going to, the satiation that's going to come by Mashiach? Chilik u'bilik Achlohu, you think Chilik and Bilik are going to eat it? Which, that's how people used to say, like someone who says, what do you think, some demons are going to eat it? As the Gemara Masechta Schulin, Daf Yutes Manav says, that I don't know Chilik, I don't know Bilik. It's like just a way of saying, plain almighty people, who do you think is going to eat it? Which Rashi actually says that he thinks that the word Chilik u'bilik is like terminologies of destructions. Like we find the pasuk in Nachem, Buko, Mavuko, Mavulka, where that's a real thing. Who do you think is going to eat it? Destroyers? Or he brings from his teacher that actually, no, it doesn't mean anything. Not here, not there. Just random words to say that, of course, it's going to be the Jewish people. Or actually, Chilik and Bilik are two judges of Sedaim, who their names are like that. You think they're going to merit? No, of course not. Of course it's going to be the Jewish people. So what's the Chiddush? What's he saying that the Jewish people will eat the what's going to come in the years of Mashiach? Says the Gemara, Lafukim and Reb Hillel. What he was saying, Rav Gidlo Amar Rav, was coming to exclude from Rav Gidlo. Because he says, actually, ain't Mashiach Yisrael. There is no Mashiach for the Jewish people to say that they're going to have a great bounty and the Jewish people are going to consume it. Shekvar achlu b'mechizkiah, because he holds that the Jewish people already consumed all that bounty in the days of Chizkiah, where Chizkiah was Mashiach, and on him all the prophecies were said, Atzmiach Karen l'Beis Yisrael, v'amad v'rabba oiz Hashem, and therefore to exclude from that teaching, that's where he says, no, there will be Mashiach, and the Jewish people will consume that bounty. Amar Rav, Rav says, like every Alma El David, the world was only created in the merit of David, who in the future he was going to say, as we know, many shirs tishbachis and songs and praise to Hashem. That's why Hashem made the world just in the merit of David. Shmolam, he says, Lamesha, the world was made because of Mesha, who ultimately he was going to receive the Torah. And that's why we bring in this teaching. He says it was only created l'mashiach, in the merit of Mashiach. Now says Gemara Mashmai, what's the name of Mashiach? So the Beir Shila Amri, the yeshiva of Reb Shila said, Shila Shemai, his name is Shiloi. Shenem, like as we find, that's the same as his name, Reb Shila. They say Shiloi, as Shenem, like says the pasuk in Bereishis, where it talks about the blessing for the tribe of Yehuda, which is where the Davidic dynasty, which Mashiach comes from, Ad Ki Yaveh Shila, that he's going to have all the leadership, the rulership of the Jewish people, up until when Shila comes, which is the final ruler, which is Mashiach, which we see he's called Shiloi. The Beir Biani army, the yeshiva of Biani, they said, Yinoin Shemai, his name is Yinoin, which is very similar to the Rosh Yeshiva, which is named Yanai. because as we see in the Gemara, that everyone was expounding his name to be like the name of the Rosh Hashiva, which before was Shila and Shiloi, Yanai and Yinoin. Shema, like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yehi Shemai Lo'olam, his name should be forever. Lifnei Shemesh, meaning even before the sun was created, it was Yinoin Shemai, his name was Yinoin, because as the Gemara says in Pesachim, one of the seven things that Hashem had thought about to create before the world was the name of Mashiach. The Beir Chanina Amar, the yeshiva of Reb Chanina said, Chanina Shemai, his name is Chanina. So like it says, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Shaloi Etin Lochem Chanina, that I have not given to you Chanina, grace, which means that Mashiach has not yet come. The Yeshem, and some say Menachem and Chizkiah Shemai. His name was Menachem, the son of Chizkiah. Shemai says the Pasuk Eicha, Ki Rachak Bimena, because he's far from me. Menachem, a consoler, which refers in this context, Menachem, the son of Chizkiah, who is Meshav Nashi, who restores my soul. And therefore, as we see, actually the name of Mashiach stands for these four different interpretations, either Menachem, or Shiloi, or Yanai, or Chanina, which those are the four different interpretations of his name. Now, Rabbanan Ami, the rabbi said, Chivara, the Mitzayra, the Bei Rebbe Shmai of the household of Rebbe, that's his name. His name is Chivara de Bei Rebbe. Shlomo says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Ochin choloyenu honasim, referring to Mashiach. However, our illnesses he carries, umachavenu savalam, and our pains he carries as a load. Vanachni cheshavenu hanaguam, we thought that he was afflicted with tsaras, muke elikim umuna, smitten by God and afflicted. So we see that he's someone that has a neg of tsaras, and therefore his name is the Mitzayra of the household of Rebbe. Now, Amr Rav Nachman, he says, Imin Chayahu. If Rav Nachman says that if he's from the living, Kogainana, he's going to be like me. Shanamak says, the Pasuk, Yirmi Yavahoya Adir Mimena, and his mighty ones were from him, Umoishle Mikirba Yatza, and his rulers come out from its myth, which Rav Nachman held that he was that type of a person. Amr Rav said, Imin Chayahu, if it's from the living, if Mashiach is going to be from someone that's living right now, most definitely it's Kogain Rabbein HaKadosh. Like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who he carries, as the Pasuk describes Mashiach, the illnesses, and he was a totally righteous person, like the Gemara says about Mitzidah Peyam and Aleph. But however, Imin Masayahu, if it's from someone that died already, then it's Kogain Danielish Chamudis. Then it's like Daniel, the desirable man, who he was also afflicted with Yisurin, in the lion's den, and it was also a totally pious person. So according to that interpretation, the word kagoin, for example, is not precise, because actually it would mean it would be them. However, another interpretation is when it says kagoin Rabbein HaKadosh, for example, Rabbeinu Nasi, in other words, what it means to say, if you want to have a picture from someone that's living, who it could be like, it would be like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and if you want to get a picture from someone that passed away, it would be like Daniel Ishchamudis, but not necessarily them, but rather it could be someone else. I'm going to read them Rav. Rav said the name of Rav. Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahamad Lehem David Achar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately bring to the Jewish people another David who will rule over the Jewish people. Shem HaKadosh says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Va'avdu es Hashem Elokeihem, that they will serve Hashem their God, ve'es David Malkam and David their king, asher Akam Lehem, which I will bring up for them. Now, Hakim Lehem, it doesn't say which I have brought up for them. David HaMelech was already in the past. Elo Akam, rather, it's a future tense, which sounds like another David, a different David Hashem will bring to rule over the Jewish people. And that is the Gemara Amalei Pabal Abayi, but for Ksiv the Pasuk says, Nicheskel, but David Avdi Nashlem La'ilam, but David, my servant, will be the prince over them forever. Sounds like he will always be the one. How can we say he's going to be a different David? Says the Gemara, Kukoin Kaser Upalki Kaser, like a king and the second to the king, which the new David will be the king. As it says, David Malkam Asha'akam, David the king, which I will bring up. Now, the one that we know as David HaMelech will be secondary, like it says, he'll be Nasi Lehem, doesn't say Melech Lehem, he'll be a second in command to the future David HaMelech. Now, Darush Reb Simloi, expounded, Ma'idah said, what do you mean the Pasuk in Amos that says, Hai Hamasav Mesiyam Hashem, woe to those who desire the day of Hashem. Lamazel Lachem Yem Hashem, why do you want and need this day of Hashem? Hu Chayshech B'layar, it's darkness and not light. So what does it mean? So it says, Moshel Atarnagel V'atalev, it can be compared to a parable of a rooster and a bat, where a bat doesn't have eyes. Shei Metzapen La'ar, where they were anticipating and waiting for the light. Omli Tarnagel Atalev, so the rooster said to the bat, Ani Metzapa La'ira, I am anticipating and waiting for the light, She'ira Shalihi, because it's my light, because I have eyes to see and I get pleasure out of it. As we know, the bracha, Anoisin L'Sech V'Vinad, when there's light, we say because the rooster crows then. So do the Jewish people anticipate and wait for the redemption because the day of Hashem is going to be light for them. But va'ata lama lachayr, but you the bat, why do you need light? In other words, the idol worshippers, why are you waiting for the day of when the Mashiach is going to come? But for you, it's going to be darkness and not light. As we continue the top of Tzadik Tesem and Aleph, v'hayin do'omel ahu minel erbevo, and this is in this discussion when this heretic said to erbevo, emesai asim Mashiach, when's Mashiach going to come? When there's going to be darkness that's going to cover those men, referring to people like you, that's when Mashiach is going to come. So Amalei said to him, "Meli kalayit be? What are you cursing me?" Amalei Rebbe said to him, "Kruksev, it's a pasuk that says Nishaya. Kihine hachayshech ichas ha'aretz. Behold, the darkness will cover the land. Va'rafalu umim, and the dark clouds to the nations. But v'alayich yirzach Hashem, but on you Hashem will shine. Uchvoydi alayich yira, and His honor upon you will be seen." I mean, for the Jewish people, it's going to be a great light, and for the nations, for the heretics, it's going to be a great darkness, like a bat. In contrast to the rooster, what are they waiting for? For them, it's going to be darkness, and only for the Jewish people, it's going to be light.